So it's so interesting today when I offer ourselves to love. The volume of guides and masters and escorts and assistants and angels, I mean, it's just like, and more and more and more. So just imagine like you're going to a concert or something where you get there early and you sit down, you got your pretzel and Coke or whatever it is, you're sitting there. And people just keep filing in and filing in and filing in. So the more that you understand the draw of love that we're each entitled to is beyond our current understanding. So just know that when we feel like, oh, broken, lonely, helpless, all alone, that all we have to do is speak the word, meaning like all we have to do is lift our voice, meaning all we have to do is say yes to our potential reality, to our oneness with source, with to our halo, to our light, and all can come in and welcome us home. So we want to understand that it's sort of like we have to toss that ball first. We have to raise our hand first. We have to be willing to commit to our wholeness, even if we don't quite understand that yet, even if we're just like searching in the dark, that little tiny bit of triumph, it's just like when they talk about faith as small as a mustard seed, that tiny little bit of triumph, that tiny little bit of I'm willing to try again, I'm willing to pick up my light, I'm willing to surrender to love, I'm willing to be taught, I'm willing to be led, I'm willing to be shown. It's sort of like that's all they need, that little bit of invitation to work miracles in our life. But we want to understand that all that assistance, all that support is not a separate commodity. It's not separate. It's aspects of us that we are consenting to bring in, to draw to allow that full merger to take place. So we want to drop the sense of aloneness or separation or helplessness, or we need something other than ourselves. Because in truth, all that is required is the amplification of self. So what we're doing is we're agreeing to our whole self. We're agreeing to our total assistance. We're agreeing to our total subscription. So just imagine you get like a subscription to something and you get one program, one channel, one link, whatever it is. And you're like, okay, well, this is nice enough. It was worth the price of admission. But somewhere along the line, you get the awareness that there's more to come, that there's more to be entrusted with, there's more to be shown, that there's more to be attained. And so lo and behold, instead of just one link, that was like the introductory link, there are actually like 100 links to follow, take your pick. So that's how much richness, and that's how much exploratory value, and that's how much light, and that's how much power that we're all ready to assume. So all of this cry about brokenness and defeatism, like we're all experiencing, and if you're not in the personal, you certainly are in the collective. But that's all like no bother, no matter, because we want to remember that we're the first to go. We're the first to sign on. We're the first to glow. We're the first to have heavenly assurance. So when I said that, when we said like, you're the first to go, it was almost like we each had a parachute chute or something that just like, you know, you pull down the string and the whole thing opens up. Basically, that's what we're doing. We're the ones turning on our light. We're the ones coming in alignment with our power. We're the ones introducing ourselves to heaven's best. And as we do that, we create the sunshine. So all of the troubles in duality, all of the troubles with victim consciousness, that's all part of an old illusionary past. Now there's another triumph. There's another restorative value. There's another lighted earth side by side waiting to be restored. Now it's not being restored. It's being restored to our own consciousness. So in other words, we're getting to be entrusted with it. We're getting to rise and be with it, be included amongst it, be one with it. And so as we ring that victory bell, remember, we're the ones that can pull the string. We're the ones that can ring the victory bell. We're the ones that can say to the light, all is afforded. Because remember, all of that support, all of that love, all of that graduating emphasis, it's all waiting for us. Waiting for us to turn on the light, waiting for us to signal our readiness, waiting for us to come home to self. So, as you will receive your light complete, that means welcoming in all that you're still waiting to be introduced to. So it's like receiving your light complete, and again, and again, and again. So we want to remember, we had one file. There are actually 99 files to go. So they use that example just so we could understand the volume of what is to now present, of what we are now to have access to, of what is now coming within our field as we will adjust, as we will abide, as we will align, as we will attune, as we will unfold our readiness with love. So we want to remember love is the answer. We can feel any emotion we want to feel, and we can use it as leverage, but at the end of the day, it's love that's going to be the building blocks of consciousness that are going to create the love's arrival, the new earth, our new unfoldment, our new prosperity. So allow yourselves to be gifted and allow yourselves to be complete. So to be complete is we're saying yes to all 100 files, even if we haven't checked them out yet, even if we haven't gone a looking. So it's sort of like, are you going to be wanting to order the entire kit? Should I go ahead and save it for you? Should I go ahead and pre-order it? And the answer is yes. So we want to enjoy that. We want to enjoy that yes. So just imagine, like, at one point, accessing that very last link, link number 100. We want to touch that now. We want to, like, feel that within our field. We want to feel that in our divine presence now. So even if we haven't opened it yet, we've already graduated because we've consented to it generously. So it's sort of like the Alpha and Omega. It's all complete now, even though we may still be walking it out temporarily. Because the more that we sign on, the more we agree to our power, the more we step out and stride, we create that avalanche of love. So that avalanche of love is the signaling of our readiness. So that love is building in consciousness, and that love has movement and it has excitement and it has a startling revelation and application. So that's going to change life. Life is consciousness. And so when we're experiencing consciousness of separation, of victimhood, of guilt, they're saying it's hardly amusing, even though we have many amusing moments. It's hardly amusing in that it's sort of set up to fail. It's set up for disappointment, for loss. But that's okay, because we're already transforming. We're already going beyond. We're already, they're just showing me like musical notes, and I'm just seeing like sheet music, and those notes on the page, it's almost like I'm on LSD here. The notes on the page are dancing on me. I mean, they're just dancing. So what I get from that is it's showing us the vibration. So we understand that we're frequency, we're vibrating. We've been told this a million times, but what we're learning to do is to allow it to register in wholeness. So in other words, we're switching our identity. And that's why you have the repetition. It's like, yes, I read that. Yes, I heard that. Yes, I repeated that 108 times with my mala beads. So we're doing that because it's pressing upon our consciousness as we remember, as we delight, as we receive, as we illuminate. So when we said as we illuminate, everyone became light. I mean, just quickening, beautiful, cascading, gorgeous, powerful light. And that's what we're remembering, and that's what we're accessing, and that's what we're agreeing with. So allow yourselves to it's sort of like to be transported into a new part of the reason is like I'm still trying to find my way of where I am. So we're being transported, they're saying, just say new world, like I'm making it so complicated. So the new world, the reason I pause is it's like my consciousness doesn't know exactly what to do. So I'm seeing that as a weakness. They're seeing that as a strength, because that means I've left the old, I've left the familiar, if that makes sense. So in other words, I don't know every next step because I'm no longer attached to my history. And that's where love can come alive, because when we join with our heart, when we join with our true knowing, when we join with our whole access, now we will see. So we're going to be given clear vision of our truth, of our holiness, of our attainment, of the atonement. So all that is like side by side with our old reality. So we understand now the power of stepping out in good faith, the power of bridging that gap between yesterday and tomorrow. So it's sort of like, here I am in my full presence, in my full glory, in my full power, in my full amplification, in my full light, in my full destiny. So allow all of your life to be honored in this new broadcast of freedom. So again, freedom of past illusions. You don't need freedom from an oppressor on the outside. You're dreaming the oppression. So what we're doing is we're releasing that predicament or state or illusionary gesturing, and really permitting that new glow, that new season, that new avalanche of love, that new introduction, that new holy remembrance. So as we make that shift, the consciousness now that we now stand upon, that we now receive, this is what is gladdened. This is what is now affecting every aspect of our life. So we want to remember we've been exploring our consciousness. And so when we say yes to our light, when we say yes to our, they're saying Christ adventure, remembering our Christ self or I am presence, then all is alerted. In other words, every piece of the puzzle, everything that we need for our divine mastery is now ready, is now presented, is now activated. It's like, oh, he's ready for me. You know, now I'm going to come meet him. Now I'm going to come say hi. So we want to remember that it's all within our reach. It's all within our good standing. It's all within our good request. So allow that to be sealed. Allow that to be amplified. So the amplification is like that, just a bit of like extra announcement so that we can take notice. So remember, we're moving out of our history, we're moving out of our past, and I actually had to take a pause because it's sort of like, well, who am I? Where do I go? Where do I belong? And so that amplification is just sort of like a little bit of light, or imagine something highlighted so that we can take notice, so that we can see. Because remember, instead of following the mind, we're following the awakened heart. And that is a little bit of a transfer of faith. In other words, we're practicing being kind to self and others. So being kind to self and others, it's not what you do. It's not opening a door, though that's very nice in and of itself. it's really moving past all the judgment. So being kind is really listening to the heart and listening to the advice of the heart and the direction of the heart. And so that is what we're combining. And so combining is we're placing our devotion, we're placing our excitement, we're placing our indicative readiness. In other words, show me the way, lead the way. And that amplification is going to make it a little bit easier for us to follow along. So allow yourselves to be lifted, allow yourselves to be illuminated, allow yourselves to be at peace. At peace is, I'm one with my higher self, I'm one with my God presence, love is the way, and here I go in my complete readiness. So receive that. They're saying to do more than receive, like just imagine yourself immersed, bathed in this new illuminated existence. Offering that awareness to all. All are invited to participate. All are invited to join. Remembering the fragrance, which is really true, but the frequency that we hold turns on the world. Turns on the world. So the frequency that we are now establishing is our gift. Our gift to ourselves, our gift to humanity. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.